You're listening to SBS News.
Humanitarian health organisation Plan International estimates globally 243 million girls and women aged between 15 and 49 have suffered sexual or physical violence over the past year. And the coronavirus pandemic is making the risk of violence even worse. Plan International says for every 3 months that the worldwide lockdowns continue, an extra 15 million gender-based violence cases will likely be reported. Bhagyashree Dengle, Regional Director for Plan International, says the Asia Pacific has particularly been under threat.
There are a number of cases which are being reported of domestic violence and violence against girls and women. It has increased like multifold across Asia Pacific.
Together with Australian aid agency Save the Children, Plan International is calling for immediate intervention to stop spiraling rates of violence against young girls and women during coronavirus lockdowns. The two humanitarian organisations have united to launch the Because We Matter report. It demands leaders and governments take urgent and decisive action to better protect women. The report analysis includes data from domestic violence helplines based in the Asia Pacific. In India, a national hotline received 92,000 calls during just the first 11 days of lockdown. In the first week, the Childline India Foundation was inundated with 92,105 calls about violence and abuse against children. Ms. Dengle says more work needs to be done.
The accelerators that we had to ensure that girls are protected, they go to school, they have access to healthcare and reproductive health services, we have actually gone backwards. And now to bring it back, it's going to take immense effort.
She says the Indian government is overwhelmed by the current health crisis, and as a result, issues like domestic violence are increasingly being forgotten.
In India, we do have a community-based child protection, but at this point, given the lockdowns, many of those systems may not be working very well. I mean, as it is, there was a need to strengthen those systems, the reporting mechanisms, and then redressal for violence.
According to the report, in Nepal, 37% of survey respondents say intensifying violence against children is directly linked to the country's coronavirus lockdown. Similarly, in Bangladesh, the majority of children there experiencing violence are girls from poor rural communities and urban slums. Girls informed researchers they are facing greater physical punishment at home. Australia is also feeling the effects of COVID-19 on domestic violence rates. Data from a survey conducted by the Australian Institute of Criminology reveals two-thirds of women experiencing sexual or physical violence report that the attacks started or worsened during the pandemic. Karen Willis is the Executive Officer for Rape and Domestic Violence Services Australia. She says during the COVID-19 crisis, there has been a rise in the types of violence women are experiencing.
We're also seeing, which is what we absolutely expected, is an increase in the kinds of violence and the levels of control. And that's, offenders who have had total 24/7 control for months now. And then as the front door is starting to open, they're seeing that they're losing control and are seeking to up the ante to maintain that level of power and control that they, got used to.
Ms. Willis says the delivery of domestic violence services has had to improve.
Our face-to-face services stopped and we replaced those with telephone counselling. The telephone counselling overall reduced quite considerably, but our online counselling increased quite considerably. So what that said to us is that people who were either living with their offenders or people who were living with others but didn't necessarily want the others in the household to overhear their conversations with a counsellor were choosing to make contact online because, of course, that's silence.
With millions of residents still in lockdown across Melbourne, there are increasing fears for domestic abuse survivors. Nada Nasser, Mission Australia State Director for New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT, says she is worried some young women may be unable to escape their violent environments if there are more returns to lockdown.
Our concern about a further lockdown is if that restricts the movement of those young people and means that some of them have to stay in those risky environments, in their home or wherever they are in that risky environment. So, you know, it is a concern. What we try to do is find ways to engage with those young people, you know, as much as possible.
Sonia Lal, SBS News.